guess what the fuck? I didn't kill a bug just now. Because you know what? I saw that little motherfucker, and it was one of those Miller bugs slash skeeter eater slash whatever the fuck you want to call it, okay? And I saw it on the floor, and I was like, ooh, stomp. And I was just trying to, I wasn't going to stomp right on it. I was like, I don't think I was going to stomp right on it. I don't know what I was going to do, but I missed. I don't think I was going to stomp right on it. I think I was trying to, like, get it, like, out of here. I don't know, honestly. Maybe I was stomping it. I guess, I didn't think I was, but, like, why am I stomping next to it? That doesn't make any sense. So, whatever. I did that, and then I didn't get it, and so I was like, okay, whatever, like, just fucking shoo. And then it flew away and was on the door, and so I'm like, okay, motherfucker. And then I was just like, well, he's trying to get out of here, and I don't want him here. And so I was, like, gonna open the door and try to, like, shoo it out. And then he got stuck in, like, a little baby spider web or something. I don't really know what that is. And so I tried to, like, put my, like, fingernail on him to, like, flick him off. And he was just really stuck. And so, you know what I fucking did? I grabbed that motherfucker. I grabbed it. And then I tried to show it outside. And I'm like, here, girl. Like, go on. And it wouldn't. And so I had to, like, fling it off my hand a little bit. Because I got the spider web on me and shit. And, yeah. I just touched a fucking bug and a spider web. And I didn't flip my fucking shit. I didn't kill the bug. Like, I feel like this was very evolved. But anyway, so, yeah. That's what's going on here. I just, yeah, I'm changing, but guess what the motherfuck I did, motherfucker, I went and got a tattoo, okay, I got home, like, 35 minutes ago, and guess what it says, it's a quote, can you guess, I'll give you a second to guess, okay, you're right, it says, the more I see, the less I know. Yeah, awesome. We love that, okay? I told you I was going to get it tattooed, and here we are. Tatted. And yeah, it's around my elbow. It's actually fucking cute as fucking shit. Oh, I felt really fucking bad, though, because I didn't think about picking out a quote. And, like, I literally booked this appointment at my last appointment. And I was just like, yeah, like, I just wanted to say this, and I want it to be around my elbow. And yeah. And I, like, didn't, like, pick out font or, like, literally anything. And so I got there and I was like, I don't know what I want. And yeah, she was like, I found these few fonts. Like, do you like those? And I was like, I think I like this one. And then I did it and I was like, I don't think I like this one. And then we were just looking on the font. And yeah, I found one that I really liked. But I was so stressed. I was like, it took me like 20 pages to get through. I was like, I don't think I like any of these. And then I was so stressed. And I was like, I feel like I'm just going to get something I don't like. And then I was like, fuck, like, I need to pick something. Like, what do I do? Like, do I just not get a tattoo today? And yeah, it was super fucking stressed. But she luckily booked out 2 hours for our appointment. So, because she was like, all I knew was a quote and like, I thought you said you wanted it around your elbow, but I don't remember. So I, like, left time for us to, like, you know, work with it a little bit. So I was like, oh my god, thanks, because what the fuck. But it probably only took, like, 20 minutes, but still, it was fucking stressful. And I felt really bad. I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I should have, like, looked at fonts before this. Like, I didn't think about that. I'm so sorry. And because the first one she printed, I was like, it's cute. It's just very, like, it's, like, license plate-y. And so I was like, yeah, I wanted more like cutesy. And so I found this one that was really cute. And I love it. And I'm telling people that my elbow is tattooed, even though it's like right under my elbow, it's still on the bone, motherfucker. Okay. One little part of it is. So I got my elbow tattooed. So I'm like pretty much fucking tatted as a motherfucking fuck. So yeah, she's tatted. And I booked my next appointment and I'm going in 2 weeks. So, I love tattoos. I'm so excited. I'm obsessed. I love them. And sometimes I get scared because I know a lot of people will, like, get them removed one day. And I'm just like, oh my god, like, what if I want to do that? And I'm just like, I don't think I ever will, but now that I'm like getting a lot more tattoos, like my arm is like I'm tatted, bitch. It's not just like random little ones all over my body. Like this is like, you know, you can't go without noticing her now. Like she's getting full. And so I'm like getting a little nervous about it, but I just like I truly don't think I'll ever do that just because like well, first of all, for first and foremost, like I've wanted tattoos literally since I was like 5. I was like, I would draw on myself. I had a heart. I drew a heart on my ankle every single day. I literally redrew it every single day for like a few years, I want to say. It felt like a really fucking long time, at least a year. And yeah, and I like had, like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna get this infinity sign, like, on like my, like, waist, like kind of in the front, like I don't know, like anyway, and I was like, I'm gonna get an infinity sign and it's gonna say love in it. That was like so 2016 core, but you know, I've always told myself I was gonna get that tattoo, and I just feel like at this point, I feel like sometimes I'm like, I feel like I need to get that tattoo just because like I like my little fucking 7-year-old self would die if I got that tattoo. So, I feel like it would be cute, but yeah, I don't know. Anyway, and it's like, it's just a drawing. Like, it's just something on my body. I don't feel like that's something to regret. I feel like regret is for like doing something wrong. Like, you know, I don't feel like regret is for like a fucking drawing on my body, you know? And you know what? We're just gonna dive right in because with that. There was an episode on We Can Do Hard Things this week that I listened to, and it was about regret, and it was like just about having deep regret. And I feel like most of my life, I'm like, you know, I don't want to regret anything just because I feel like I know that I've always had a good heart and I've always had good intentions, and I just really feel like I can't, like, you know, because what does regret mean? Does it just mean I would do differently now? Does it mean I wish I never did that? Like, what does that mean? Because I just feel like if I could go back and relive my entire life, I would do it the same. Also, if I could relive every scenario that I've ever been in my life now, it would all be different. Because I just feel like, you know. Evolution, bitch. Like, I don't know. I just feel like I've evolved so much. And so, any situation I would that I've been through, I would handle differently now. But if I didn't handle it the way that I did handle it, I wouldn't be who I am now. I wouldn't have learned. I wouldn't have this knowledge that I have now. Like, I feel like it's just like it's made me who I am. Like, it's all had its impact on me. And so, I just feel like, what is regret? Like, what do I, because I'm like, have I done shitty things? Yes. Have I done things that I really am embarrassed by the way that I handled them? Yes. Like, but I wouldn't go back and change it, but like, 'cause I've learned from every single thing. Like, I just feel like it's, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about regret because it's like, I don't feel like I have like a regret. Like, I really regret this. I really regret this. Like, I don't feel like I have these huge, like, this specific situation regret. And so the other day when they're talking about this, like I felt like I really liked the episode. I really was so interested in everything they're saying, but I was just like, I was like really like, what do I regret? What do I regret? What do I regret? And I couldn't come to like a thing. I just feel like, you know, it's an entire conversation. I can't sit here and nitpick it and pick out this one thing that I absolutely hate that I did and I would do so differently. It's like because I know my intention. It's like, yes, have I had malicious intention before? Yes. But, like, that's not what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like, I don't know. I don't know how I don't know. That was really, like, making my brain work. I was just like, like, I wasn't going anywhere. I was just, like, stuck. And yeah, now I'm thinking about it again. And I'm like, fuck. Like, I feel like I need to say, oh, I regret this. Like, I need to have a thing because it's like, I don't want to sound like a bitch or like, nah, fuck y'all. Like, I'm proud of everything I've ever done. Like, that's not what I'm saying. I just feel like I can't zoom in and look at this one little thing and this one little thing. Because I know anything I've ever done was A, good intention, or B, like, if it was malicious intent, like, there was so much reason for that. And there was so much, like, processing behind that where it's like, yeah, I would handle it differently now. Absolutely. Any situation, I would handle it differently now. But I just feel like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I don't have a specific situation where I'm really like, ooh, like, I hate that I did that like that. Where it's like, looking back, that I'm still upset about. Where it's like, in the moment or like the day after, or literally, I'll hang out with someone and we'll have a full convert. Like, you know, we'll hang out for a couple hours, everything's great, and then I leave, and then I think about all the things that I wish I didn't say, or like, that I'm like, ew, like, I feel weird about. Yes, but I just feel like at this moment in my life, there's no like huge regret that I really feel like so fucked up about. Like, because it's like, okay, people who I'm like, oh shit, like, I think I would have regret for like hurting or something. And it's like my mom, like, whenever I was a kid, and literally even sometimes now, this is so embarrassing, but it's like the way that I talk to her and the way that she talks to me in a way too, but like as a child, like, I just feel like this has been on my mind because I saw this TikTok and it was this girl like talking to her mom, and she's like, no, my extension, like, you put it on my freaking extension and it can't go on my extension, it needs to go like here or something, I don't even know, some video. And everyone was like reposting it, and it was like, if I ever, like, I wouldn't even have a chance to talk to my mom like this, she would beat the fuck out of me, like, blah 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 blah, blah, blah. And like, everyone's just like, oh my god, I could never. And like, I could, that's literally how I used to talk to my mom. And even, I don't know, I don't think I have like super recently said any, like, I try not to talk at her. Sometimes whenever we do get into, like, conflict and, like, I don't know, like, I can have a pretty harsh tone. And, like, I don't know, like, I just feel like, yeah, but I feel like that's something I'm working on in all my relationships. Like, I just feel like a tone of voice is, like, can make the world of difference. And so, yeah, I don't know, but it's, like, I just feel like, it's, like, yeah, I regret talking to my mom like that every time it comes out of my mouth, but it's, like, I know my intention behind that. I'm not trying to be, like, fuck you and, like, belittle the fuck out of her. Like, that's not my intention. My intention is, like, it's not about my intention. It's my feelings are so fucked up. I'm so, like, upset about this, and I need to get it out, and, like, this is the best I can communicate it. I'm doing the best that I can. And yes, it's gonna fucking suck and I'm gonna sound like a fucking bitch. But, no, I'm not gonna say but. I'm gonna put a period on that. I know I can sound like a fucking bitch sometimes. Also, I feel like, you know, my mom knows that I love her, and she just knows who I am. She knows how I am. She knows sometimes I, like, have a super fucking shitty tone, and I, like, have a fucking badass attitude, okay? And I just feel like I'm working at that. I'm working on that. I try not to, like, I definitely do not talk to her the way that I did when I was in fucking high school or middle school. Like, I don't talk to her like that. Is it perfect now? No. Is it better? Yes. And so it's like, I don't feel like I can say that I regret that, or like, Oh, you know what? This is like a secret, I guess. But whenever I was in second grade, one time I went to the Lost and Found, and there was a purse that was like, there was a purse there. I don't know if it was open or what the fuck. I don't know if I opened it or what, but I ended up stealing. I stole $2 out of a purse in the Lost and Found in second grade. And that is fucked up, and I regret doing that. I don't know why I did it. I don't know. Honestly, if I had to guess, since it was $2, I feel like I probably just went and bought one of those little chocolates. We always sold them in Cheers, so I was always a bitch selling them, so I don't know why I wouldn't just steal my own fucking chocolate, but yeah, I don't know. weird. Like, obviously I wouldn't do that now. So it's like, I don't know. I just feel like that's a weird thing to regret. It's like, that's a child, you know. I don't know what the thought process was. I don't know what, like, I don't know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, I don't know. It's weird, bro. So, yeah, I'm like, I don't think I have specific situations that I regret. If someone brings a situation to me and is like, oh, remember, like, when you did this and that was super fucked up, I would be like, oh my God, like, I'm so sorry I did that to you. I'm so sorry you felt that way. Like, obviously, I wouldn't validate anyone else's perspective on, like, if you have something that you think I should regret. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just like, but just sitting here, like, I don't feel like I'm looking at anything in my life where I'm like, oh my God, that was so fucking fucked up. Now, I feel like this is, like, contradicting because, yeah, once I get into it, if you ask me about a specific situation, I'll be like, oh my God. But, like, off the top of my head, I don't have, like, a deepest regret. Like, I don't know. You know? Do you get me? Or am I, do I just sound like a stupid bitch that hasn't done any self-reflecting? Like, I don't know. But you know what? I choose to forgive myself and treat myself as if I am someone else too. Like, my worst critic is not me, and so my worst critic will say shit, and you know what? I want to defend myself. And yeah, so yeah, there's that. But I don't know. Anyway, that was just, I guess, my two cents on regret. I didn't really plan. I thought, I was like, I should talk about this because I think this is a big thing. But that was literally, like, a week ago. Like, I don't remember that. And so, I didn't think I was going to talk about this. But, yeah, I guess here we are. But, something else I was going to say is, I'm sorry because I somehow always end up singing. Either in the beginning when I first start or, like, sometime throughout the episode. And the last episode, I started it by singing. And, it, like, I just clicked play on my podcast the other day. And then the episode ended and it started playing mine. And so I heard my voice singing in my ear. And I was like, what the fuck, bitch? So... And you hear this every time, so I'm sorry. But I don't regret it, okay? I'm still gonna do it again. Like, like, I don't know what you want from me. It's gonna happen again. So I'm not gonna say I regret it, because if I regretted every little thing that I would do differently, if regret meant I'll do differently, I would regret my entire life. And I'm not gonna do that, okay? So, anyway... just wanted to say that I know I'm a horrible singer. I don't know why I sing every single time, but I do. And you're welcome, I guess, because I'm not gonna say sorry because I just did a minute ago. And I'm sorry implies change, and I'm not changing that, girl. Anyway, but I love you. Thanks for coming back. No boy stuff today, boo. I know I say it every time, but I'm really hoping that the next episode is the last boy talk I ever have to discuss in my entire life, because ew, gross, like, gross. I really have nothing. Let me think. Let's see. Where am I? Oh, fuck. I do have something. Wah, wah. Well, first, you know what, before we get in, I want to say that I have started, because I was editing the fuck out of the podcast, and, like, I was listening to the whole thing, and it was just no fun, and, yeah, I don't want to do that, so I'm not doing that, so I literally, it's Wednesday right now, it's 2:20, I'm recording this episode, and then once I finish, I'm just going to upload it and post it. I don't want to go through and listen and be like... just because I just feel like that takes the fun out of it for me, and I just judge myself, and I'm just like, delete, don't post, literally die. So, I don't want to do that, and it's like, I just like this. This is how it's fun. This is how it's easy for me. That's what I like. And that's what I'm going to do. So I hope you like it. If you want it edited, you can edit it. Okay? Call me. Call my editor. Okay? So, yeah. This is the vibe. This is what's happening. Okay. Dun, dun, dun. Dark turn, because unfortunately, I'm just going to be honest. You know, you're my diary. So, I'm going to be honest, and I'm here to talk about what's been consuming my mind, okay? Something that's been consuming my mind, and this is embarrassing, and it's kind of been on the back of my mind for a minute, and I'm like, no, I don't want to talk about that. Like, that's too, like, that's embarrassing and stupid, and, like, what if anyone I ever know hears this, and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, and it's my weight. It's my fucking weight, bro. And it's on my mind because I had a friend, a close friend, like, make a comment about, like, some, like, crazy weight. Like, she just can't imagine this. Like, oh my god. And it's, like, literally, like, about how much I weigh. The last time I weighed myself, I weighed about this much. So I'm, like, yikers. And it just really hurt my feelings. And, like, As soon as I brought it up, she was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I can't believe I said that, blah, 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 whatever. Anyway, it really hurt my feelings, and I just feel like there's, like, I don't know, like, all the, like, everyone's, like, the fat friend, like, you know, there's the fat friend, and I guess I kind of am the fat friend, and it's crazy because it's, like, that is just so crazy, like, it's crazy on so many levels. And level one is, like, the average size of a woman is a size, like, 14 to 16. Like, that's an average woman size. And I'm, like, a, like, 12, 14. And it's just, like, that's insane because most clothing places, like, brands, stop at a size, like, 14 or 16 or something. And so it's, like, it's literally not made to fit, like, literally anyone who's, like, barely above average or something. And I might be getting this a little wrong. My numbers might be a little off because I heard this, like, statistic, like, a long time ago. I heard it on the podcast. They were talking about it. But I don't know. And it's, like, it's just so crazy. Like, I am definitely average size out in the world, but then it's, like, I get around my friends, and my friends are all really skinny, and I just feel like I have the body of, like, I don't know, like, I don't know, I just have, like, a regular body, I feel like, but then next, my friends, like, they're all, like, skinny, and this feels gross even coming out of my mouth. It's, like, why? Hold on, I need a drink. Why are we talking about anybody's buddies at all? That just doesn't, like, I'm like, oh, my friends are so skinny. Like, that's so objectifying. Like, I don't like that. I don't, and it's, like, skinny is, like, worshipped, and it's, like, but it's, like, it just feels gross to me. Like, I don't want to talk about anyone's body at all. But clearly we have to. And I don't know. Like, it's just, yeah, grossing me out. So I want to say, ideally, we don't comment on each other's bodies at all. We don't. We, like, there's so many better compliments to give. Like, there's so many other, like, judgments to give if you want to do that. The body is just, like, it just shouldn't be, like, it's just crazy that we have, like, this, like, assumed, like, way of being that's, like, there's a specific body that is a good body. And it's, like, it's crazy because you know how many fucking bodies are in this world? Like, 90 fucking trillion bazillion. And we're gonna say, oh, woman body should look like this. And I don't know, obviously over the years it's, like, you know, the beauty standard changes and whatever, but it's, like, at the same time, like, there's a box, and it's skinny. Like, I'm sorry. I know some skinny people be like, no, like, it's thick girls. Like, I want a big butt. I want big boobs, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, there's like this fake idea of like slim thick, and it's like this tiny little flat stomach and huge titties and huge butt. And even that sounds gross to me because it's like some people's bodies look like that. But I don't know. It's just like that's crazy that it's like that's a standard that everyone else's whose body isn't naturally like that is trying to make it look like that. And it's like it's just crazy. It's like, why can't bodies just be fucking bodies? Like, why do we need to look at it? Why do we need to investigate it? Like, why are we worried about it if it's not ours? Why are we even worried about ours? Honestly, like, because honestly, being fat, it's like, okay, we all are so fat phobic. There is so much internalized fat phobia inside of us from, I don't even know what age, but like, it's just insane. And it's like, we're scared of like, numbers on the scale or the way you look, the size of your pants, the da 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 da, like, and it's like that's just so weird because like what like I'm sorry, what? And it's like I think it has like this has kind of been a conversation because so many people, most people don't fit in this standard of how you're supposed the perfect body, like that's just bullshit. And it's just like, dude, like, what do you even mean? Like, it's just, what? Like, obviously, weight looks different on everyone and da 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 da, and you can say all the things. But it's like, at the same time, like, there's a fine line between all of that and toxic positivity because it's like, fat is not a bad word. Am I fat? Yes. And it's like, that's crazy. Like, kids use that as an insult. Literally, adults use that as an insult. Everyone just is like, oh my god, you're fat. And it's like, we put fat and ugly together. Like, that goes hand in hand. And it's like, that's just insane. Like, who are you to call ugly? Who are you to call fat? Who are you to, like, comment on anyone's appearance at all? Shouldn't, not even just a body, appearance at all. Like, I guess that is kind of body, but, like, still. Like, let me just make it clear. I'm gonna switch to appearance. Because, like, it has nothing to do with you. If someone's a fucking bitch, I feel like you have a lot more room to talk your shit, because if someone's being a fucking bitch, yeah, you, like, to you, then yeah, you have room to talk about it. But it's just, like, I just, like, I don't know. I just think it's so fucking weird, and I just feel like I've been feeling, like, I don't know. Growing up, I was so, so insecure, which is so crazy, because I was very skinny, and I fit in the box pretty fucking well. Like, I had a few people call me fat, but I'm, like, I don't know. Like, I didn't really... It had a huge impact on me, but, like, I, looking back on myself now, like, I was not fat at all. Like, I just had fat titties. But, I don't know. Anyway, it's just so fucking crazy. And it's, like, yeah, since I, let's see, I don't know, I guess, not graduated high school, because whenever I first graduated, I was going to the gym hard fucking core for, like, a minute. But then whenever I first started my first full-time job, I quit going to the gym and I was just working. And guess what? I've had a full-time job every fucking since then, and it sucks, and I'm tired, and I don't want to go to the gym all the fucking time. And I did love the gym. I loved the gym. I loved working it out. My mental health was so, I think it was good. I'm like, honestly, I don't know. But like, I had way more energy, and like day to day, it was good, my mental state. And I think that's fun. I like the gym. However, no, like, I don't want to go to the gym. Like, if you text me right now and say, hey, you want to go to the gym? I'm going to say no. I don't know why. Maybe one day I'll go to a gym again, but today, not the day. And I just feel like, I don't know. Whatever this is. Right now I'm in a state of, I need to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I need this weight gone. I'm fat. I need to be skinny. That's my mindset right now. And that is extremely unhealthy, because whenever I was going to the gym hardcore the last time, I've been to the gym lots of times. Like, I mean, like, off and on, like, I've had like gym phases a few times, and all of the times have been with the mindset that I'm in right now, which is like, I need to lose weight. I have to do something. Like, I can't live like this. Like, this is, I'm so disgusting and fat and ugly. And like, that is, yeah, super toxic to myself and just unhealthy and, like, not the right mindset to be in the gym. Except the last gym phase I had after high school, I just wanted to go to, like, maintain, like, activeness, activity, I guess. I don't really, yeah. To stay active, I guess I could say. And just because, like, I had graduated and I obviously wasn't cheering anymore after I cheered for, like, 20,000 years. So, yeah, that's why I went to the gym. And I loved it and it was so much fun. And I did lose weight, but I built a lot of muscle and it was really cool and it was a lot of fun. And the mindset of it was really healthy. I was excited to go to the gym. I did weigh myself often because they had a scale in the bathroom, but I did like it because I could definitely see, like, my weight fluctuated. Some days I weighed more, some days I weighed less, and it was just, like, cool to just be, like, because it was, like, I could see my body was getting more toned, I was looking more fit, and I don't know, like, it was just, I don't know, I mean, I feel like a scale and me are not friends, but it felt, like, fine, that time. And, yeah, I don't know, super into it. So, I don't know. And it's, like, I just feel like I've really tried to just get rid of the idea that, like, my appearance, my size matters. Not my appearance, because I do, like, I like cute clothes. I like wearing cool clothes. but, like, I'm not to a T. Like, I don't really do my hair anymore. I don't really wear makeup other than mascara. Like, I don't always have perfectly shaved legs. I usually don't. It's very rare if I do. Like, I still get my nails done, but I feel like I like my nails some for aesthetic, but also, like, they're just, I've worn them for so long, like, I'm so used to them, so not having them is just, like, literally inconvenient to me. I just took them off, and I was like, I'm gonna try to go without them, like, whatever, and I tried to go a week without them, and I think I made it, but, bitch, I got back in that salon as fast as I could, because, it is just not it. And also, like, my fingers are in people's faces all day, like, having a little nails is, like, just cutesy, but I don't know. It is convenient, but it does earn me points of, like, aesthetically pleasing, you know? Cute fingers is, like, having your nails done and clean. Like, nails done is, like, a clean, like, it's in this box kind of way, you know? Every bitch and their mom gets their fucking nails done now. I don't know. It's just crazy. But yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like I've been super fucking insecure for, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes whenever I'm on my period or something, like, I'll feel like shit, but then it's just for a few days and then I'm just like, whatever. And it's not every period. It's just randomly rare sometimes I'll feel really insecure. But I would say for the most part, I'm just kind of like, this is just what I look like. Like, I'm not trying to fit in this box. Like, I'm not doing this, like, for the male gaze, like, I don't give a fuck, and, yeah, but since my friend made that, and, like, friend, if you hear this, like, I love you, I know, like, it wasn't like that, but, like, it is just something that, like, really fucking hurt my feelings, but, like, yeah, I don't know, I don't really know what to say, but, yeah, it's just been, like, really fucking affecting my life. And, yeah, I don't know, it just felt weird because it's, like, yeah, no one's commented on my weight, like, in a long, long time, and, like, I don't know, just weird. And so, yeah, it's been consuming me, and I've been feeling, like, fucking shat. And so, I'm just, like, I just, like, something just needs to change, like, something just needs to change, and I just, like, hate that mindset. I really think it's unhealthy. I really think I'm horrible to myself mentally. And, like, obviously that doesn't help anything. So, I just, like, am I don't know. Like, I was talking to ChatGPT about it, and I'm like, I just can't live like this. Like, I just fucking hate myself right now. And, like, this is so horrible. I hate this, but I think it's really real, and I think this is honestly probably how most people feel. Because, like I said, most people don't fit in the box, and it's, like, social media and society just, like, shoves it in your face every day. Like, there's kind of no getting around it, and so it's, like, it would just be easier to be skinny because then you're at least socially accepted. But then you're also, like, part of the problem if you're doing this to be like this, because then it's still sending that message. And, like, I don't know. I'm trying to say this, like, sensitively, because obviously some people are just, like, built skinnier or, like, just naturally skinny. But it's, like, if you're, even at that, it's, like, if you ask any person ever, hey, do you want to lose 10 pounds? They would probably say yes. And, like, that is the issue that we're asking this question. Not that everyone would say yes, because that's our conditioning. Skinnier, thinner, prettier, like, that's the whole thing. Boys and girls and anyone. And so it's just, like, fucked up. It's just fucked up. And it's so it's, like, I want to lose weight and I want to be skinny, but it's, like, then if I'm skinny, then I'm, like, that, like, I'm accepting this and fitting into this box, and it's like I'm someone in the box, and so that's still creating this power and this divide and, like, showing everyone else that they're not in the box. Do you know what I'm saying? And so it's like, I don't think that's healthy either. So what I'm doing is I'm working on the self-talk. That's really what's fucking me up right now. But aside, like, even if my friend didn't make this comment, like, I still, like, wanted to be healthier. Like, I just want to be a little healthier. I eat out a lot. And, like, it's just obviously not great for you. And so I just want to cook more. That's something I want to do. And that's what I've wanted to do. But, like, I feel like this is just, like, pushing me to that because it's, like, yeah, bitch, no. And so I've been trying to cook a little bit, and I don't really know what the fuck I'm doing, but I'm trying, and kind of cool, kind of fun. And so that, and I'm trying to, like, eat breakfast and stuff because I, like, don't do that. And yeah, because usually it's like I'll eat fast food for lunch and then, or skip lunch. And then not eat anything. And then I'm in bed trying to go to sleep. And I'm like, fuck, I'm starving. And then I go eat. And it's not good to eat before bed. You know, sleep is important. And you gotta drink water. And you gotta da 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 da. And, like, whatever the shit. And, like, yeah. I just, like, don't take great care of myself in general. And, yeah. So it's, like, yes, these are all gonna be things that could potentially, like, change my weight. But they're also things that could just make me healthier, like, physically healthier. And obviously that's important, and I do want that kind of change. I do want to be healthier in any mentally, physically, emotionally, like, I want to be healthier. If that comes with losing weight, hell motherfucking yeah, because I still want that, because it's still shoved in my face every day that I'm not that, you know what I'm saying? So, but it's about the intention, because if my intention is just like, God, I'm so fucking gross, I have to lose weight, oh my God, ew, that's unhealthy. That's creating another unhealthy relationship and, like, habits and stuff. And so it's like, I'm just really trying. Anytime I'm having a super toxic negative thought to myself, I'm just like, okay, like, I hear that, and I know that is, like, fucked up, and, like, you know what, that's not my voice saying that, that is toxic societal fitting in this box shit. Like, that's not my voice. I don't think you need to be this skinny, you know what I'm saying? This is, like, I feel like I'm not making any fucking sense, because I feel like I'm, like, saying a lot of words that are pretty basic that a lot of people say, but it's like, I really just feel these things, and it's like, I just, like, want you to feel how I'm feeling, because it's, like, my brain is so contradicting, because it's, like, I don't think that there's anything wrong with anyone's body. If you think that there's something wrong with your body, I believe you, but it's not even my place to say that or to say anything about your or anyone. We just shouldn't talk about bodies at all. But I don't know. It's just like, I just feel like, yeah, I just feel like the intention is important. And if my intention is I want to be healthier and I want to take better care of myself versus I'm fat and I need to lose weight, like, I just feel like that makes a world of difference. And like, that feels truer to me. That feels more honest to me, because me saying I'm fat and I want to lose weight, like, I don't think those are my thoughts, because really, I don't think I'm so fat and gross and disgusting. Like, if I look at myself in the mirror naked every single day and I try to be like move and be in weird things and like, I don't know. I dance naked in front of the mirror too, if you really need to know. But I'm just like, it doesn't seem gross or ugly or weird or like wrong. It doesn't seem wrong. It just seems like this is my body. And I feel fine, and it's cool, and it's, like, out in the world, everything is fine and cool, and then it's, like, social media, and, like, and, like, people my age, I guess, there's people of all ages that are, like, really trying to fit in this box, but I would say, like, it's pretty much, like, I would, if I had to guess, I feel like people my age are really, really trying to fit in the box. And, like, in high school and, like, college and, like, I don't know. It's different for everyone, so I can't really say. But I feel like if I go out with my friends, every bitch at the bar is trying to fit in this box in some way, including myself. I have my nails done. I have on a cute outfit. You know, I have my own ways of doing it, and so does everyone else. And with their black top and their jeans and their bleach blonde hair and their this, and it's like, if you have this shit, I'm not shaming you. You're not wrong for this. This is what we're taught to be. This is how we're taught to be. And so it's like, it's honestly, it's really fucking, it's hard to fit in that box, and it's hard to not fit in that box. For me, it's harder to not fit in that box. For me, it's easier if I can just, I do my nails, I'll do my hair, I'll put on makeup, like, I'll have on a super cute outfit. So it's like, the only way that I'm not fitting in this box is because I'm fat, but all these other things are, so it kind of like balances out. Like, it's okay if I'm fat because I still am dressing like this and talking like this and doing this and making myself like this, and you know what I'm saying? And so for me, it's harder to just be like, no, fuck all of that. I don't want to do my hair. I don't want to wear makeup. I don't want to shave my legs. I don't want to fucking, like, wear jeans. I fucking hate jeans, bitch. I fucking hate jeans. Like, they're uncomfortable. They're uncomfortable. I think they're cute, and they go with every outfit ever, and they're super basic, you know, can't really go wrong with them. But they're not comfortable. I don't want to be not comfortable so that way I can look good for you. Not being comfortable affects me. Looking good only affects you. Because, bitch, I don't have a mirror in front of me all the time. I'm not looking at my fucking self. So, I don't really give a fuck what I'm wearing. But if I'm wearing jeans, I am in constant feeling of the uncomfortness. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, does that make fucking sense? Because, what the fuck? Like, yeah, what the fuck? So, yeah, but it's, like, also at the same time, like, whenever I just didn't have my nails done, I was, like, oh my god, like, ew, like, my fingers look so ugly, like, blah, 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 like, I just feel like this ugly little fucking bitch, and so I needed to get my nails done, because I have my fingers in people's faces, and, like, the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm, like, oh my god, like, do you think they probably think my fingers are gross? Like, it probably look gross, like, you know, all the shit. And my mom is fucking sending me random pictures. Like, this girl I'm recording. Hold on, I'm gonna text her. I'm recording. Love you. Bye. Stop fucking texting me, bitch. Because you know what? I text her. It's 2:45 now. Okay, let's see. I text her at 1:17 pictures of my tattoo, And she just now answered. So, you know what, you little rat? Can't respond to you now. Excuse me, sorry. Anyway, I just, like, yeah, my fingers, it's like, it's easier to just give in and get my nails done, so that way I just don't even have to have that thought of, is this okay? Like, are they judging me? Are they thinking about me? Are they, like, worried about this? Yes, it is convenient, and yes, I do use my nails a lot. Like, I am very used to having nails, so it is hard to not have them, but I think deeply rooted, it's because it's like, oh, plain nails are ugly. Not having acrylics on is ugly. Which, if I go in to my deepest self and I really pause and I really think about this, I don't give a fuck what your fucking nails look like, bro. Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? If the world was ending, I'm not gonna be like, do you have your nails done? Ew, ugly, ugly. Like, no. And, but if I die, I get my nails done, that's what I'll say. But, like, that's not what this is about. But, I don't know. I just, like, it is stupid. And I do think that it is actually, like, hurtful. Because you know what? Nails are expensive. So, all the people who can't afford nails, what, are they feeling less than? Because I'm creating this privilege, because I'm fancy, I'm cute, I have money to get my nails done. Like, is that the message that I'm sending out to some people? I don't really know. Straight hair bitches, I will say absolutely that is a message being sent out. And you know what? I can say this because if anyone was a straight hair having asshole, it was me. I was that bitch. Hair straight every fucking all the time. And not anymore. I couldn't tell you the last time that I did straighten my hair, which I love. I like my natural hair. It's kind of wavy and, like, some parts are curly and some parts are, like, not as wavy. They're not completely straight, but they're a little, like, wow. And it is pretty crazy and it's pretty uneven. And I kind of think, ew, like, I look like I just rolled out of bed. Like, it didn't look good. Also, it's just what my hair looks like. My hair is not a priority to me. You know, the color is still great. The length is there. It's healthy. But it's not your fucking pin straight hair, bitch. And, yeah, that's a thing. You know, if my hair, whenever I do straighten my hair, so many compliments. So many compliments. Everyone's like, oh my god, your hair looks so fucking good. Like, oh my god, your hair is so beautiful. And it's like, I mean, I have red hair, so people still do compliment my hair. Maybe this isn't the best example, but it's like, you know, it's not tamed. It's all over the fucking place all the time. Or it's up in a bun, or it's greasy and dirty. Or I'm like, let me look at it. Let's see what's going on now. It's pretty dirty. But I'm gonna wash it, like, tomorrow or the next day. And that's fine with me. I don't care. I don't care about my hair. I wanna sleep. I don't wanna wake up and do my hair and look how you want me to look. I'm not looking at my hair throughout the day. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I don't know what my hair looks like till I look in a mirror or till someone says, hey, your hair looks fucking crazy. And you know what? I love it. Also, I do style my hair sometimes. I do like cool little braids, little this, little that. I do like to do my hair. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just trying to make the point of, like, I don't feel the need to take the time to straighten my hair all the time. And I know I'm making generalizations, kind of. And everyone has their own perspective of, like, what is in the box and how you're supposed to look. I'm just saying my experience, because when I've been in the box and, like, how people, like, interact with me is different whenever I am doing these fitting in the box things versus not. Whenever I have my nails done, everyone compliments me. Everyone's like, oh my god, your nails are so cute. Let me look at that. Da, 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 da. Whenever I don't, like, I mean, I feel gross. I feel like you're looking at my fucking fingers because they're in your fucking eye, bitch. But, like, I don't know. No one's ever, like, been like, ew, your fucking crusty nails. But sometimes I'll literally, whenever I didn't have my nails on, one of my friends grabbed my hand and I was like, "Ew, sorry, like I don't have my nails done." And then I was like, "Wait, what the fuck? Like, ew? That's not gross. It's hands. They weren't made with these fucking fingernails on. Well, made with fingernails, but not acrylic, like nails, okay?" And yeah, my hair, as soon as it's straight, everyone's like, "Oh my God, I love your hair. I love your hair. I love your hair. I love your hair." And when it's not straight, yeah, like not that many people compliment it. And they're definitely not complimented for its straightness. They're complimenting the color, you know? And, you know, being fat, again, everyone, it's like pretty privilege is so fucking real. It's so real, I can't even tell you. People used to pay for my shit all the time. People used to compliment me so much everywhere I go. And, like, I don't know, people just were way nicer to me and, like, way, I was like, more approachable. Thinness is more acceptable because it's like a reward that like you're doing it right, you know, you're fitting in this box, you're doing good, you're working hard to have this body. Like, you know what I'm saying? Where it's like fat, it's like, oh no, like, oh, like, oh, like every once in a while someone will pay for my shit, but and that, I'm not saying this is what I want. I'm not saying this is what I want. I'm just saying like pretty privilege is so real and so like fucked, honestly, because it's like, why? We just shouldn't give a fuck about that, bro. Like, it's like life is so much more fucking awesome than that. That is just like, what are you doing? And this is in so many forms, in so many ways, and like, this could literally mean so many things. Like, I just feel like what I'm saying is a pretty general ideas about like fitting in this box, but it's like my truer self doesn't give a fuck. But it's like I've just been so conditioned, we all have, to like want these things and want to look this way and want to be this way and judge other people when they don't look or do or whatever this shit. And I just think it's fucking bullshit. Like, I don't care if I'm fat, bro. I mean, I want to be healthier. And I want to take better care of myself. And if you ask me if I want to lose 20 pounds, I would say yes. But I just feel like I'm cancel culture right now. And I want to cancel the box. I want to cancel the fucking box, bitch. I want you to be you. I want me to be me. And I just want to not give a fuck about what we're looking like or what we're wearing. Or doing or spend this extra time for something. 'Cause, okay, you having straight hair couldn't mean less to me. I don't give a fuck. Your straight hair versus your curly, wavy, crazy hair couldn't matter less to me. You rolling out of bed and having crazy ass fucking bed head? What? Like, how is that affecting me? Because I have to look at you and you're more aesthetically pleasing if your hair is tamed. Like, why? Why? That's stupid. Now we're wasting time fucking doing our hair. And some people want to do their hair. I'm not hating on that. I like to do my hair sometimes. That I'm like, if you're doing this shit, I'm not shaming you. I'm not calling you out. I'm just like using these for examples for like I'm making pretty big generalizations. Some people just naturally have straight hair. Obviously, I'm not talking to you. If you just like straightening your hair because it makes you feel good, I'm not talking to you. I'm just like speaking for myself only and saying that I used to straighten my hair every single day. And you know what? I was burning my hair. Sometimes I would burn myself. I would have to take all this extra time to do it. And then it would just end up like crazy and frizzy anyway. And like, it was just like, it's just not worth it to me. I just want to wake up and I want to go to work and I want to go home and I want to go hang out with my friends and I want to go here and I want to go there and I don't want to have to think, oh, does my hair look good? Does my hair look good? Does it look good? I want to be present and enjoying whatever's right in front of me. If I'm looking in the mirror, then my hair would be right in front of me and maybe I'll be like, oh, let me just fix that little piece real quick. But as soon as I walk away from the mirror, bitch, I don't know what my fucking hair looks like. And I don't think I should have to give a fuck about that. Did this make any sense? Does anyone even hear me? Like, whoa. No. I don't know. But pretty much, I've just been feeling like fucking shit because I've been feeling like a fat bitch. And I just have been really fucking mean to myself. And I hate it. And it's like, I just like, it's like, if you call yourself fat, people's response is, oh my God, no, you're not fat. Or, oh, don't say that. Oh, like, no, you're not. No, no, no. And it's like, that's also toxic positivity because fat is not a bad word. It should not be a thing. And I feel like it shouldn't, like, be paired with ugly. I don't feel like it should be, like, I feel like it's just a fact. Like, I'm just fat, and you're fat, and you're fat, and you're fat. No. I'm joking. I don't think go around calling people fat. That is so not the vibe either. Because a lot of people, fat is a triggering word, and it really is a deep thing. And honestly, to me, is too. And so whenever I call myself fat, it's fucked up. But at the same time, I'm trying to get rid of that because I want to release that triggering because that's not mine to carry. I don't want to be offended by that. I feel like that's just something about me. Like, that's just like, oh, she's fat. Cool. What about it? Like, can we move on now? Did you need to, like, get that out? Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, dude. But I still feel like fucking shit. And I still get my nails done and I still do my hair sometimes and I wear mascara a lot of the time. So I don't know any better. I'm trying to do differently because I feel like a lot of these thoughts that we have, everyone has, and they're so common and we're all like, oh my God, why am I so fat? Like, I just need to lose weight. I just need to do this. Like, one more thing, one more thing, one more thing. And it's just like, that's just all a fucking lie. Because it's like, who said that? Who said my hair has to be straight and it has to be blonde and I have to be skinny and I have to have my nails done and I gotta have all this makeup on and I gotta wake up fucking 10 hours early to get all my fucking shit together? Like, it's just kind of like, that's not my idea. I like the idea of rest. I like the idea of being comfortable. I like the idea of, like, I don't want you to sit here and compliment me and say, oh, I like your hair, I like your nails, I like your butt, I like your blah. And it's like, I would way rather just have an actual conversation, just a real interaction of something custom, original. And whenever I have all my shit together and I have my cute nails, I get cute nails. My nails are pink and yellow right now. Like, I do a lot of these things because I think it's harder to not do them. But I want to become closer and closer to not doing them and not giving as much of a fuck about it because I think it's just unhealthy for me. And so I just want to say, if you're someone who's doing any of these things, I'm not shaming you. I'm not judging you. I don't give a fuck. What you do, what you choose to look like, doesn't affect me. I'm just saying what I or don't choose to look like. Sometimes you can't help it. And it's not like I chose, like, oh, hey, let me gain all this fucking weight. Like, no, I didn't choose that. This is what's happening. I think that I have way more better priorities and I'm way more interested in my mental health. I'm way more interested in, like, not going to the gym. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to sit here. I want to scroll on my phone. I want to go get a tattoo. I want to record a podcast. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, I just feel like, I don't know. I'm just trying to be nicer to myself. I'm trying to take better care of myself. And I'm going to tell you right fucking now, I hope I lose weight. I hope that I lose weight with that. Because it would be nice. But I think it would just be nice for me fitting in the world. I think if I was in a little cave by myself forever, I don't think I would give a fuck, dude. If I was never going to have to show myself, I don't care. I don't think I would put any of this effort in. But since I do have to go out in this harsh world, like we all do, you know, sometimes it's harder to not do all the shit. So if you're straightening your hair and that's what's working for you, bitch, go the motherfuck off. I've been shitting on the straight hair this whole time, but I'm not shitting on it. I'm just, like, using it as an example of this. But If you like your straight hair, I like your straight hair. Or your curly hair, or your wavy hair, or your all kinds of random all over the place hair, or your bedhead, or you just drove with all your windows down and it was all the wind and it's all tangly and gross. My hair. I love it. And if your hair is greasy because you haven't washed it because you don't feel like it because it's a lot of fucking work, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is just what I'm trying to get to. Like, I just want to, like, give less of a fuck about, like, trying to fit into this box that I'm never gonna fit in. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, just let me exist. I have better things to worry about. And it's like, being healthier is something that I should be worried about. Because, like, I have a lot of family who didn't take care of themselves. And, you know, they're facing the consequences now. And so that is inspiring to me to be like, okay, I don't want that to happen to me. So I want to take care of myself. So that's what I'm trying to do. Instead of just being like, I'm fat, I'm gross, I'm disgusting, I can't look like this anymore. You know? Whatever. I feel like I just said, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like I was just like, said a lot of general, I don't know. I don't know if this is going to hit how it hit for me, but it feels good. And I really feel like I'm going to be nicer to myself after this. I feel like after recording this and saying a lot of this shit out loud, I feel like it's putting it into perspective. And I feel like I need to get out of this fucking funk of feeling like fucking ass because one of my friends said something and it's like, this friend, like, this is a whole, like, I'm so sorry that I'm having to put all of this on this one conversation, but this one conversation is what's brought up for me, what's been in my head for years. And it's like, it's just kind of opening a can of worms, kind of. So it's like, she didn't bring all of this onto me, but just by saying this, like, it just is kind of like, oh, just like push me over the edge to really be like, oh, wow, damn. And yeah, I love this friend, so don't hate on my friend either, because I know if I was 10 billion pounds, she would love me. So, I don't know. Give yourself a hug. Tell yourself you're beautiful. Look at yourself naked and dance in the mirror, because it makes your body move and fold and you see these weird rolls and maybe you see something you've never seen on your body. Look at your body. Appreciate your body because it's your fucking body. Like, that's cool. Like, this is yours. No one else has this like you. And we just need to get rid of the expectation that there's a right body. Like, there's a right way to look or a right way to be. And anyway, I love you. Thanks for listening to me. This was super embarrassing and gross, and if anyone ever hears this that knows me, no you don't. Yeah, so, ta-da, I love you, bye.